Call this hearing of the Community Regional Affairs Committee to order. It is now 3:17, Tuesday, May 7th, in Belt 105. Members present are Senator Bate Jackson, Vice Chair Olson, Senator Bjorkman, and myself, Chair Dunbar. Let the record reflect that we have a quorum to conduct business. Please take the time to silence your cell phones. Before we begin, I would like to thank Juliana Singh, the Senate Community Regional Affairs Recording Secretary, and Susan Quigley from the Juneau LIO for staffing the committee today. We have one item of business on our agenda, adoption of a committee substitute and looking to the will of the committee on HB 347, Property Assessment by Representative Colon. We heard HB 347 on April 30th, 2024. We held invited and public testimony and closed public testimony. Today, we have a committee substitute before us. Senator Olson, may I have a motion to adopt the committee substitute for HB 347 as our working document?
Glad to chair, Dunbar, I move committee substitute for House Bill 347, version 33, LS 1430/11 before the committee has our working document.
I believe it's /H. Thank you, Vice Chairman. I will object for the purposes of discussion, and I will invite Ariel Wiggin, Senate Community Regional Affairs Committee aide, to come forward and explain the summary of changes.
Hello. For the record, Ariel Wiggin, Senate Community and Regional Affairs Committee. I am here to explain the summary of changes. If you're ready, I will begin.
Yes, go ahead.
We have three changes in this CS. Page 1, line 1 adds municipal property tax to the title. New sections are added, and they are titled Sections 1 through Section 3. They begin on page 1, line 4, and go through page 3, line 16. This takes Senate Bill 77, the Municipal Property Tax Exemption, and the Blighted Property Tax legislation, and puts it into House Bill 347. On Section 6, starting on page 4, line 11, this change was requested by the Senate sponsor and in discussion with stakeholders. It allows someone designated by the assessor, in addition to the assessor themselves, to meet with property owners. It adds clarification that the meeting, whether with the assessor or the designee, may occur virtually or over the phone to accommodate small municipalities with contract assessors. That is it.
Thank you, Ms. Wiggin. Are there any questions for Ms. Wiggin? And I will do my own little recap. Senate Bill 77, which has been included in this version, was introduced in February of 2023. It was moved through this committee and Senate Finance. It passed the Senate floor. It was heard in Community Regional Affairs and Finance Committee in the other body. Also had 29 chits, and it was headed to the floor, but it doesn't seem like it's going to be. So I will remove my objections. Are there any further objections? Seeing none, the committee substitute for HB 347 has been adopted as our working document. I would like to invite Representative Colombe or anyone else. It's fine. Any closing comments on the bill, if you'd like to offer them?
Thank you, Chair Dunbar, members of the committee. My name is Edra Morledge, for the record, staff to Representative Colombe. She just wanted me to pass along her thanks to the committee members for your work on the bill, and she looks forward to it passing both bodies. Thank you.
Thank you. Senator Gray Jackson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I want to thank Representative Cohen for bringing this bill forward and also thank our chair for the committee substitute. But I also want to take a moment to wish you a happy birthday. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator Gray Jackson. And yes, we will note for the record that it is your birthday. Congratulations. Thank you very much. This bill has a further finance committee referral. Are there any further comments before we move the bill?
Chairman, I do.
Yes, Senator Olson, Vice Chair Olson.
It's for Ms. Morris.
Ms. Morris, you want to come back up, please?
Sponsor in favor of the committee substitute that we just adopted.
Thank you again for the record, Edra Morledge, staff to Representative Colombe. The sponsor was in favor of SB 77 when it was introduced and made its way through the House side last year as well, the other body. I know that she appreciates your work on that bill, and she was an advocate for it.
So she has no she has no position on the committee substitute we just adopted.
Through the chair to Senator Olson, she will do what she needs to do for her to try to help move the bill through.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. Senator Bjorkman, you have a comment?
I just have a question on the CS regarding the insertion of the blighted property tax. As I recall, there were two parts to Senate Bill 77, one part that was pretty benign, and then one part that people had an issue with.
Mm-hmm.
Does your insertion of this language here include a tax on property that wouldn't otherwise be there?
Well, I'll say, in my opinion, both sections were pretty benign. But I'll say that the version that passed House Finance included both the first half and the blighted property portion. There is no automatic additional property tax. There is an ability to have a blight tax if a municipality so chooses. But I'll note that it's the version that made its way through the House that had a number of amendments that addressed concerns that were raised on the Senate floor to put sort of further strictures on municipalities and their ability to levy that that tax.
Okay, yeah, just seeing this for the first time right now, so I'll reserve judgment on that till a later date, but remind the chair that I was a no on that portion of the bill specifically, so thank you.
Thank you, Senator Bjorkman. Any further discussion or opposition? Let me see here. Mr. Vice Chair, could I have a motion?
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 47, version 33-LS1430/H from committee with individual recommendations and with a cash fiscal note forthcoming.
Are there any objections to moving the bill from committee? Seeing none, that bill moves from committee. I would ask members to stay after the hearing to sign the paperwork. Thank you for a productive hearing. My office will be in touch about future meeting dates. It is currently 3:25, and this hearing is adjourned.